Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I thought the new song was going here. Is it going at 3:30?
Well, we can't do it until the Super Bowl's over.
Okay, all right, fair,
because
fair.
Because we've been on a good run.
Fair. Yes. Fair. Don't want to change anything there. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I still got my Christmas tree up.
Yeah, so do I.
And so does Odyssey.
Yep.
Well, I know.
We still have two Christmas trees up.
How about that?
Yeah. We have the normal one in the family room, then in the living room, there's a white one. Yep.
Yeah, same one.
Two.
We call it the Eagle Tree.
Yep. Oh, the eagle tree.
Because only eagle ornaments on it.
Oh,
it's all eagles, different ornaments.
The primary one or the secondary one?
The white
tree.
Yes. Yeah.
I said.
Exciting whites.
I said to my wife.
Is there a Cooper? Never mind.
Yeah, Cooper Jean. Cooper Jean.
There might be some of those.
On there?
Yeah.
With numbers on there? No, these are, yeah, none of these players. It's just. Yeah, he's an older player.
I said to my wife last weekend, I said, hey, when are we taking this down? She's like, I knew it was coming this weekend. I knew you were going to ask me this weekend. And I just left it alone. She likes it. It looks nice. It's more work to take it down. Whatever.
Oh, man, my lights are. I'm the only one with Christmas lights on in the neighborhood.
You still have the Christmas lights out?
Playoff run.
Oh, you can't change it.
Can't take them down.
Can't take it down. And then if they win, you can't take them down because
no,
then they got to win.
Down
oh,
after,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they're coming down after the season.
So here is a big question. That I have to navigate, and I believe Jack has to navigate to an even larger degree.
Okay. Oh, now I'm larger degree.
Well, you're a bigger Jalen hater than I am.
Oh.
I mean, by far, but whatever. So he plays well on Sunday. Come out, say he plays well on Sunday. Want to obviously cheer for him to win the Super Bowl. But a lot of the diehard Jalen people, they respond by saying, nah, you got to stay on that side. Yes, stay on that side. You didn't believe in him up until here, so stay on that side.
Mm.
So my question to you, Ike, is what is the proper way for somebody who has doubted that they could win a Super Bowl with Jalen as quarterback and has voiced those concerns?
Mm-hmm.
Are we supposed to stay on that side? Or are we supposed to come to the other side? Or like what is the right way to handle this?
Well, for me.
Yes.
You're supposed to come over to the other side.
You're a welcoming individual.
Yeah, I am. And listen, I'm not acting like I was on the Jalen Hurts train from day one.
You were not.
I wasn't. Yep. He won me over after 2022.
Yep.
I thought he was the best player in the league that year. Still should have won MVP. I said, I'm with the kid from here on out. And I've been with him since then. But he won me over.
Right.
So I waited until he actually won me over. So I don't see why it'd be wrong for you guys now. You guys need a little bit more. This is the second Super Bowl he's gone to.
Right.
Yeah,
and he's done way less this time.
It's the second Super Bowl he's gone to. And if he wins, you're going to enjoy the parade. You're going to enjoy everything. How do you not enjoy him?
If he wins Super Bowl, cheering for him to play great.
No, I understand
great.
That, but I mean, yeah. Would you be able to enjoy being a supporter of his, or are you just happy the team won the Super Bowl and you're still skeptical of him?
I'm still going to be skeptical.
Okay,
and,
well, at least you're being honest.
Yeah, and also honest. We all have our favorite players, not favorite players.
Yeah.
He's not going to be my favorite
Eagle.
He's
not your favorite Eagle. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, but that's always, no matter what team you like, you have the players you really love, the players that you don't. Like, but the thing that I have changed on is I have grown to give more credit to the things that I didn't say were as important.
Right.
So the I have mentioned a bunch of times, I don't think he's affected by pressure. I do think he's tough. I do trust him in clutch situations.
Okay.
It won't And it will, I think the team will prove that they can, that you can win a Super Bowl with him playing the way that he played. Right. It won't change my evaluation of where I think he lies and right. his total skill.
You're not going to become a Jalen truther.
No.
Yeah, I feel you.
I still think now he'll in my rankings, I've always said somewhere in that group, that 8 to 15 thing, he would be in the higher end of that for me now.
Yeah, but like 5.
No. He would not be
like
five. He would not be five.
Elite status.
He would not be five.
Elite status.
No, not elite. Not elite. I would not. There's nothing he could do in a week and a half for me to say that he's an elite quarterback.
Win the Super Bowl MVP?
But doesn't make him elite. Nick Foles is not elite quarterback.
Oh,
Joe Flacco.
God.
Yeah, not elite quarterback.
To me,
here's what an elite quarterback is to me.
Hold on. Yeah. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
An elite
I need time to recover.
An elite quarterback to me is the center of what you do on offense.
Okay.
Everything is based around him. And I think elite is a very specific word. And their offense is not based around what he does. So now he could play different next year and I could put him in that category if the offense were different and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But to me, the elite thing is for players. I see four mm-hmm. currently in the NFL. I would put him there.
Four?
Maybe three. Four. Yeah, four. I think there's Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar.
Okay. All right. That's why I love you. I'm baffled right now. I'm betwixt and buffled and befuddled and everything else, man. I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
How are those guys?
Mm-hmm.
If he wins the Super Bowl ahead of him.
Yep.
Like he would have gone to two Super Bowls.
Yep.
Two of those four guys haven't even played in the Super Bowl, let alone won one. They haven't even played in one.
Yep. Now, Allen, I think Allen has the highest quarterback rating in NFL playoff history.
Okay.
So I think Allen has been failed by his defense as much. I don't put that on Josh Allen, to be honest. And he loses to Patrick Mahomes.
That's fine. And I understand Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. I get that. But they're not unbeatable.
No, they're not. And Burrow beat them.
And exactly. And if Jalen beats them in the Super Bowl, I think that makes it look even worse for Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, the three-time MVP winner or two-time. And now Josh Allen's going to be the one-time MVP winner.
Well, the Super Bowl's not an arrowhead.
That's true.
You know, so I guess.
Oh, you're saying because he beat. Yeah, I'd say
I guess.
Hold on, he went to Buffalo too.
Yes, it's true. Yeah. I guess to me, the elite thing is reserved for, we have this guy, we're going to build everything around what he can do.
All right.
And that's that I've reserved elite. Right. But would obviously increase in my rankings, would think a lot more of him, but elite, absolutely not.
So, you're going to jump in here. You want to jump in the hot water too?
Oh, well, I'm obviously with Spike. But, and I'm actually way more comfortable being on this side. I think people would rather be on this side. And this is actually a question for you, Ike, because you've compared him to Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
So during that era, was Aikman ever was he viewed in Favre, Marino,
I think
Steve Young, Elway, or is he always?
Not as a passer.
Right.
In that time, he was an elite quarterback. When talking about the elite quarterbacks of the 90s, you don't go without saying Troy Aikman. As a matter of fact, I don't have the list in front of me. I'd be shocked if Troy Aikman wasn't the quarterback of the 90s.
Probably. Right.
So, wins, total wins in the 90s, him and Steve Young are tied at 90.
Yeah. 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 So, I mean, Troy Aikman was there. He won the most Super Bowls during the 90s. They weren't necessarily driven by Troy Aikman. I've done my Troy Aikman rants.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I said that's who Jalen should be compared to.
Yes.
Troy Aikman.
I think Aikman.
He's a winner. Now, Aikman was a winner.
Aikman did win three Super Bowls.
He did.
So.
A couple MVPs.
Yeah.
I think he won two of those MVPs. No, he won one. He won one. Emmitt won one. And Larry Brown
won one.
Yeah. Neil O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494.
I'm going to wait to get. We're going to get deeper into this.
Oh, I know.
After they win it.
I know. And I'm trying
it's
to
hard
do
for
it.
Me to have that argument right now. I'm just saying, if they win this thing, you better be ready for the next 6 months.
Oh, I'm ready for it. Wherever I go. Dude, we do our show from Chickies on Mondays during the football season, Fridays not during the football season. If you're this is your first time listening. When we did our show on Monday, I think four different people
yes.
showed up before the show
yep.
to yell at me about Jalen Hurts.
They did.
Before the show. So I can only imagine what will happen if they win the Super Bowl. But it's a problem I would
gladly
take that problem. All right. To Andy Reid, 215-592-9494. Does it mean more to you to beat Andy Reid in the Super Bowl that he is the other coach? Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
What up, Spike and Ike?
What's up, Chuck?
Jackie Fritz, what's going on? Listen, man. Hey, Spike, I wanted to tell you, man. Tell your pop I miss him, too, man. I mean, I meant to tell you that the other day when I seen him. I miss calling him up on Saturdays and
absolutely, you know, I will tell
on his nerves.
Yep. Right. Yeah, you did a great job of that.
Yeah, I know. Hey, listen, you know, I'm back on board. It's first winning Super Bowl. I'm back on board, baby. I'm back on board. You know what I mean? We you got to get back on board, Spike. You know what I mean? We'll let you on the side. You know what I mean? If we win. You know, you got to get back on board with Jalen Hurts.
Well, I will be on board with him being the quarterback of the Eagles, but it doesn't to me. It doesn't mean that he's in that class of quarterback. There have been plenty of quarterbacks who have won the Super Bowl who aren't elite quarterbacks. I mean, certainly not enough.
There's more than enough.
There's enough. Yeah. So I don't.
Yeah, but Spike, you got plenty of quarterbacks out there who ain't never won nothing, like Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. Those guys can't be in front of him if he won the Super Bowl. And he's been to two. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. That's a good resume right there. But
that's damn near a Hall of Fame resume, Chuck.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where he wins the Super Bowl and he's gone to two, especially if he's the MVP. I mean, he still has, a decade left to play if he's healthy?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's 26, right? Yeah, I'm not saying he can retire right now and he's a Hall of Famer. Now you're talking about building a Hall of Fame career.
Well, and he would have the things that there's the other quarterbacks have played a long time and put up a bunch of numbers but never won it.
Right.
He will have had that first,
yep.
and then he can just stack
he
a bunch
add
of numbers,
the numbers
for
to
10
it.
Years.
Yep, like Russ.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's just what it is. But Andy Reid can kiss my ass, man. And I'm sorry, Ike. You know what I mean? I love you, Ike.
Oh, don't be sorry. It's all right.
We not doing this, man. Like, not this year. That dude, you know, you want him to keep patting us on the head and saying, good job, Philadelphia, but you wasn't good enough to beat me. You know what I mean? He woos you and just stab you right in the heart, man. I don't know about anybody else, right? But about that feeling I felt as a fan, when those guys walking off that field, I want them to have that same feeling when they play Andy Reid. You got to have a certain level of disrespect for people like Andy Reid, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, when you play them. That's why A.I. was able to cross Mike the way he did. He didn't look at him as a player, you know, and idolized him. Mm-hmm. He looked at him as a player that's trying to stop me from getting to my goal. Let me ask you a question, y'all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody want to talk about the legacy of Andy Reid. Andy Reid's legacy, oh, God, he did this. You know, 4 years of, you know, he's going to get three championships in a row. Let's never stop to think about our legacy. What about Howie Roseman's legacy as being one of the prominent GMs in the league that ever come into this game? What about Jeffrey Lurie's legacy to get two rings here? He built great team after great team in the 2000s and only had one ring and so forth. What about Nick Sirianni's journey? What about Jalen Hurts' journey? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got it. What about Saquon's journey?
Yeah.
A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Lane Johnson. We got our own legacy, man, and our own journey to get. And I want those dudes to have that in the back of their mind. Ain't no respect for these dudes, man. And I don't care if Andy on the other side or not. He can get some of these lumps. Simple as that, man.
Because
he don't mind giving it out to us. So I'm telling you right now, you go out there respecting these dudes too much, your ass going to be on the losing side just like he was in 2022.
Well,
you got to go out there with a certain level of disrespect and put us first.
And
well, they didn't lose in 22 because they respected the Chiefs too much.
Yeah, that wasn't it.
I don't think, I'm just saying, you know, you go out there and you get enamored with the awe of Andy, you know, and we're back here again against Mahomes and all that. You'll lose, man.
Chuck,
you
know what I mean? Nobody's enamored with Mahomes or Andy Reid. I just told you. Listen to me. They just played them 2 years ago. They weren't scared of them. They went to Kansas City last year and beat them. You don't have to worry about that with this team. They're not enamored with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
But I'll tell you what Andy does, though, man. He gives us the pleasure. I'm talking about us as fans, as a fan base.
We're not playing, Chuck. You could be as mad or as fired up all you want to. You're not going to have any impact on the outcome of the game.
That's what you think. He got a lot of impact on the game. But they don't win that NFC Championship game on Sunday if that crowd not there. So you know what I mean.
We want them to win every game. Why don't they win every game?
Well, I'm not saying that. This ain't about – listen, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is this. Andy Reid is a thing of the past.
Okay.
A championship to win. We got our own legacy to build. So you say, you know, Spike made a question of, you know, does it mean more to beat Andy Reid or anybody else? I don't care who's on that sideline.
Well, you agree with me then.
Huh?
You agree with me.
I don't agree with you.
You just said you don't care who's on the sideline.
You throw too much respect at Andy Reid because you play for him.
Exactly.
As a fan of this team, I can't stand Andy Reid ass.
I can respect that. I can respect that.
He never won nothing here, and he kept us from winning our ring in 2022.
Are you arguing with yourself?
He is a little.
Chuck, are you arguing with yourself? You just agree with me. I agree. I don't care if Andy's over there or not. I want to win the game. You just said it doesn't matter more to you that you're beating Andy Reid. You wouldn't care who's over there. That's the point of the question.
I don't want to hear a whole phone.
Quit telling me what you don't want to hear. This is our show. Don't tell me what you don't want to hear. You don't control this show. We asked you a question and you answered it. Why are you angry?
Andy Reid can kiss my ass.
Well, okay. You said that already.
And I'm trying to tell you this, right? You can sit there and give him all the pleasantries and throw all the flowers at him all you want. We did that last time and we lost. Andy Reid is a nobody here now. Simple as that. He ain't never won nothing for us.
Okay. Okay.
He went on to Kansas City and built a legacy team there.
Chuck, okay? Here's the thing. You're getting upset because I'm not mad at Andy Reid like you are. I'm sorry. Sorry. I know the guy. I know the guy's wife sends my wife school supplies for her kids at her school every year. I'm sorry, Chuck. I'm sorry. You're mad. I don't care that you're mad at him. It doesn't bother me that you don't like Andy Reid. You seem like you're mad because I don't like Andy Reid. I mean, because I like Andy Reid. I love him. You got to get over that.
No.
Yeah, you just went on a whole rant and yelling and this and that and the other about pleasantries. Anybody that's listened to this show, I've been on the air for almost 18 years. Over 18 years. They know how I feel about Andy Reid. So that shouldn't come to a surprise to you or anybody else. What are you all hot and bothered for right now?
Because the thing about it is this, right? I know your relationship with Andy Reid is personal.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
I don't have a personal relationship.
I didn't ask you to. Chuck, I'm not mad at you because you don't like Andy Reid. I don't care that you don't like Andy Reid. That's fine. You're not the only person who doesn't like Andy Reid or who wants to kick his ass or whatever you're saying. I'm not objecting to that.
All we sit here and do is talking about his legacy, okay? Now, this legacy means nothing to us in Philadelphia.
Who said anything about his legacy?
I don't want to be attached to his legacy. No, why? Because he's a Kansas City Chief, and that's what he's going to be retired as.
Okay.
He's not going to be retired as a Philadelphia Eagle. That's going to be mentioned.
Okay, you know, so then you do want to beat him because he's Andy Reid.
You're damn right.
Okay, well, then make up your mind.
All right, we're back.
Make up your mind.
We're back.
You didn't know where you wanted to be at.
Belichick and Brady. I do want to beat him.
Okay, all right. Then stick with that one then.
All right, Chuck.
But what I'm saying is this. I got a single name, too, for you, okay?
Okay.
Right. Don't cut me off with that, y'all. Like,
You back. Now, listen, you back. Listen. I know how to press the buttons. Listen, you don't scare me with all that yelling. I don't give a damn about none of that. You know me. This is your brother. I'm with you. I'm with you. So I love the passion. I'm good. I'm not offended by it or anything. I'm not offended by it. But I think sometimes in your emotion, we kind of get the message gets crossed. And I don't know exactly where you're coming from or what have you. I think I've been obvious with where I stand at on this. And you're the only person who's called up here with all this spit and venom coming out your mouth.
No, because I'm thinking about our legacy. I'm thinking about
okay.
how I'm thinking about Jeffrey Lurie. I want us to be solidified as one of the greatest.
So do I.
We can't do that unless we win rings. And Andy Reid is standing in the way of winning the ring.
Let's go, Beatty.
Great person.
Let's go, Beatty.
I'll never ever say he wasn't a great. You know what my wife said about Andy Reid?
Yeah.
She loves him. She loves him.
Yeah.
He gave Michael Vick his second chance. He do a lot of great things. But
yeah.
he's standing in the ring. He's standing in the way of me winning my ring. My ring is a fan.
So you don't care that he's on the other side, then.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
You know what I mean? That's just the bottom line.
All right, go ahead and give us your, solo name. Listen, welcome back. Yeah. We haven't had this Chuck in a while. Welcome back.
Yeah, by the way, Chuck, are you an afternoon show guy or not?
I've always been an afternoon show guy, Spike.
No, you left, and you became a midday show guy.
He's going to take the entire listening audience to the midday show.
Hold on, let's take what we can get. I think he just admitted that he's an afternoon guy.
I've always been an afternoon show guy.
I think we got to take that.
No, no.
What do you want me to say, Spike?
Here's
the thing. The midday show sucks.
Yeah. No. You said.
Come on, man. Why would I do that to those guys?
Yeah, no.
Does she do anything for
us? Here's the thing, Chuck. You said you were going to take all our listeners, bring them to the midday show. I just want you to say that you are
how did that work
an out? Afternoon show guy. That's what I want. You primary afternoon show.
Well, it didn't work, Ike, because I've never tried. That's why. I had a change of heart. You know what I'm saying? I tried to infiltrate the system. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I ain't going to do that.
All right.
That's why.
All right. So afternoon show guy, Chuck?
I'm going to – listen, I love the afternoon show.
Afternoon show guy, Chuck?
Listen, come on, Spike. Let me give you my number, my answer, man.
Well, I'm going to let you give you your answer, but afternoon guy – look – You did an EAGLES right in the middle of our segment.
When was this other day?
Yeah. So,
didn't like it at all.
Yeah, this is what it is. But I'll let it slide. I'll let it slide if you just say that you are primarily number one afternoon show guy.
You putting guys in front of me and all that, man. That got to stop. We got to do something.
Well, because you get the afternoon show guy.
Call her as a point.
Afternoon show guys get priority. If you're an afternoon, you're a foxhole guy, you're an afternoon show guy, you get priority. If you're not, if you're a midday show guy, you don't get priority. That's how it is.
Friday, listen, you guys will be down there Friday, chickies and pizza, the day before the Super Bowl, 2 days before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I got some documents I need for you guys to sit there and go over with me.
Okay.
I need to be back up on the top of the list. I don't care if Corey from Columbus called, none of that. Like, I made up pave the way for some of these guys.
Yeah.
And they did before me. You know what I'm saying?
Pave the way. Here we go.
Yeah. we can have some negotiating, but in the end, we need that statement from you.
Negotiating on my end, man. It wouldn't be right if I negotiated on my end. You know what I mean? Now, if somebody go before me, I got to at least be within that hour.
Yeah.
You can't have me on the phone holding for 2 hours.
Well, the reason I do that is because you're not an afternoon show guy.
Come on, man. We got to negotiate some things, man. Come on.
All right. I'll think about it.
It would behoove me if I didn't do that. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well,
listen, I was going to say my girl, but I'm going to say Cher. Okay, Cher.
Cher is a good known-by-one name.
Not expecting Chuck to say Cher.
No, that was not, because he always says Whitney Houston.
And he's told me his answer was Whitney. Yeah,
yes,
off the air.
And he switched to Cher.
And I love Whitney Houston. Was she a one-namer, though?
I think she's actually Whitney,
we know, but
yes.
I don't know if she was more. It's not like Prince.
Well, see, that's where I have Tiger.
Yeah.
Where Whitney
I see what you're
is.
Saying, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to explain
okay.
with the Tiger
okay.
thing. Is that, yes, you can
Tiger
say
I think Tiger is more of a one name than Whitney does.
I would agree with you.
But I see what you're saying, though.
I'd agree with you. And the last thing on the Andy thing is, and I know you've started to buy into this end of it,
mm-hmm.
is that if he wins our third straight over us, the number of stories
about
him starting here and then doing
that one.
Like, I don't want to be involved.
That one I can understand.
Yeah. So if you're new to the show, you haven't heard this yet, that we are the official Flyers show in Philadelphia. Nobody has the Flyers vigor and coverage like we do. And we do a segment every week called Flyers in 50 with our buddy Broads, and we will prove to you our Flyers legitimacy next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.